This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Welcome back to Tips of Teens and Everything in Between. My name is Jovi and I'm here with Boaz, co-host.
Was good.
And we've got Caleb joining us in the studio.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Doing good. Right. That's good.
Wow.
Thanks so much for asking. Yeah. Wow. I was just a surprise. Can you tell us a bit about yourself, Caleb, so listeners know that you're not just some random stranger?
I'm 17 years old. I've got an apprenticeship in joinery and I live in Hamilton.
Nice.
Yeah. Super cool. So you're a teenager?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Just had to make sure because this is Tips for Teens.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Boaz, could you... Yeah. Oh, awesome. Could you inform us on what the topic is, Boaz?
So today we're going to be talking about voting and politics.
Ooh. Whoa, so exciting.
Are you very... are you involved with that type of thing?
Well, as a 17-year-old, I haven't voted at all, but I've been following along.
Yeah?
Yeah. We went to a politics part... Well, political party, whatever it's called, on the...
You went to
election day party. That's
oh,
the
okay,
election
okay.
day
party. Yeah, yeah. Political party. I was like, what, you're in a political party?
No,
wow.
Who are you with?
All right, nice. That's good to know.
Yeah. Sweet. We'll just start off with the first question then.
Sweet.
Why is voting important? Why should you vote?
I think everyone should vote. It's because you get a... Everyone has a voice and, you know, everyone has the right to speak that voice. And, you know, it's just something that other countries don't have that we should take advantage of since we have it. Everyone should get out there and vote.
Yeah.
True.
Every vote counts.
Yeah.
Do you think we should all answer the question on like our own perspectives of it? Because everyone's going to have different perspectives on voting
stuff. Yeah, so I don't need to ramble.
No, good idea. Okay, you go, Buzz.
I think voting is important because if you don't vote, a lot of people are going to think like, oh, man, like, it's not even that big of a deal.
So there's going to be ghost-based?
Yeah, exactly. So there's going to be a small percent of people who won't vote, that which could like heavily influence a party, you know?
True,
and so if you voted, you know, you might get the party you want in, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
As someone who didn't vote but could have voted, I was going to say that voting's important because you have your word, you know, obviously.
Yeah.
Just that chill stuff. Plus, there's like going to be parties that you don't want to have leading and stuff, and you don't want coalitions or anything, so.
Yeah.
All right, next question.
All right. What is the process and what do you need for enrolling to vote?
So I'm pretty sure you need to be a New Zealand citizen to be able to vote.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you just go down to your local church or the mall, and there's signs on the road of, you know, where you can vote around your neighbourhood.
Yeah. Just like, vote this way.
Yeah. So,
with the orange guy, right?
Yeah. Very popular, eh?
Yeah, true.
But yeah, you just go in there and then you go in this little booth and there's the left side, which is all the parties, and then there's the right side, which is all the MPs that you vote for.
Mm-hmm.
And then
you just... That's like who you want to represent you, eh?
Yeah.
Like,
in
the thing. Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of just like what region you're in, eh?
Yeah. Because there'll be different ones for different regions.
Yeah.
Interesting. Nice. Good to know. Do you know about like what the process is for online? Because if you don't, I can make a comment about that because that's how I was supposed to vote.
But I know that like in overseas, you get like something in the mail, and
mm-hmm.
then it's like the same slip, and then you mail it back to the embassy, and the embassy counts it.
So you just
fully mail it.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
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 Or you either mail it. Oh, bro. Okay. So I don't know if you go to your embassy or they mail it to you. I don't really.
One of those. You guys can just search it up because like Elections New Zealand is pretty good at like keeping people informed.
Yeah.
I was going to say because I did it online. I was supposed to do it online. You have to have like Real Me. Do you guys know what that is?
Yeah.
To prove that you're a person, and then through that, then you get the, wow, you're eligible to vote, and then you just vote.
Yeah.
And then you submit it. Yeah. So it's pretty easy. Yeah. That's also to do with like region as well, because they got to make sure that you're online in the right region.
What were you going to say?
I guess the hard thing about it is choosing which party to vote for.
Yeah.
Which leads on to the next question.
You wanted to segue into the next one.
What are the different parties you can vote for and what are their policies?
Go. Oh, yeah. So there's the Labour Party, National Party, Green Party, ACT, TOP, New Zealand First, Māori Party, New Conservative, legalized cannabis and New Zealand Loyal. I think Te Pāti Māori.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Any others?
I've seen New Zealand, Freedoms, New Zealand.
Those are the smaller ones though, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I've seen signs for
them. Their voice.
Yeah, of course. Sorry.
Yeah.
being a dictator here. Okay. Anyways, so could you say, like, what are each of them, like, I guess, like, focus on? Like, Green Party is all about environment.
Yeah,
and, environment, like, yeah, they're also about, like, Gen Z a lot. I had one of the ladies from the Green Party go, we love Gen Z. Yeah, I love you guys. True. Gen Z, you guys are awesome. It was kind of weird, but
really
also...
They did really well in the big cities, like Auckland.
Yeah.
Like, Auckland CBD, yeah. Wellington CBD. Mm. They got, like... Yeah, they're just big influences on, like, very Gen Z-packed areas,
yeah, yeah,
you know?
Plus, like, environment. A lot of people don't want to be seeing all those emissions and stuff.
Yeah.
Type thing.
All right, anything else in terms of...
I think some national policies...
He's
ready. Here we go. So we've got some restoring law and order.
Oh
yeah, because, like, the gangs and stuff?
Tackling gangs, combating youth offending, real consequences for crime and stuff like that. We got improving our schools and healthcare.
Oh, they're getting rid of the phones, eh? In school. Mm. For
so
everyone.
Glad I left.
I'm so lucky I'm leaving. That's kind of rad, say. That's like a really bad one.
Yeah.
What's Labour for?
I was going to say Labour's like, they're very like for the people, but then also like some of them are like rats. Like there was like the veggies or whatever. Like, we're going to have a less tax on veggies or something.
And then they give a mill to like the mongrel mob or something. That was a bit
feel like
random,
they did do
eh?
Something. Yeah, that's they like, gave money to...
Yeah, gave some money, yeah. A lot of money. Yeah.
Like, the common one as well is, like, there's always, like, the controversial topics as well, that national Labour and other stuff.
Yeah,
I don't know what that controversial stuff is, though, and don't know why I listed it up.
Yeah. But, like, lots of, like, the big parties always do wrong and stuff, and they always do good, you know, it's like...
Yeah.
Mistakes happen.
Yeah, true. All right, should we go on to the next question then?
Yeah. All right, let's see. How does the voting process work? We kind of already touched into that one a little bit.
Yeah. You know, just emphasize anything else that might be important? I.e. getting it done before it finishes?
Yeah. Sure, that's a big one, eh?
Lots of people do the last day, but, you know, I would, me personally, I would go in straight away.
Yeah.
Just to get it done, you know, just because what if you're busy on the last day, something comes up, you know, you still want to get your voice heard when you go out.
Next minute, eh?
Yeah. Don't want to be one of those people that doesn't have a voice, because, like, no politics is still politics, right?
Yeah.
It's like you contributed to the government of your country, you know?
Exactly. And as someone who, like, works outside of where they were voting, like, the lines on the last day were so long.
Mm.
So bad. You don't want to be waiting that long for something that you could have done ages ago.
Fully,
Just go the day before.
Yeah.
Beat the rush hour.
Exactly. Mm. Any other? Oh, actually, have you guys heard about how they're not doing the stickers anymore?
What stickers?
Oh, like
the orange man? Yeah, the I voted stickers.
Yeah.
That was
part
of the reason why I was really slow to vote.
That sort of reminds people.
Exactly.
It's like, it's cool to wear, you know? Like, I used to, my parents would get it and I'd wear it all day. Like, yeah,
the orange guy is cool. 6 year old, be like, yeah, I voted. I care about politics. okay. Next question.
All right. What is an MMP?
So an MMP is the voting system we use in New Zealand, and it stands for Mixed Member Proportional. We use MMP to choose who represents us in the parliament.
Wow. Did you take social studies before you dropped out?
Yeah, I did actually.
You know so much.
Let's go.
I actually have a video from the Electoral Commission, I think might be a little bit more helpful because it's like, you know, articulated. It's just like in 2 minutes. Okay,
yeah,
I'll play it.
And then we'll come back.
Okay.
Sweet.
MMP, or mixed member proportional, is the system we use in Aotearoa to choose the people and parties who represent us in Parliament. Under MMP, you get 2 votes every general election. Let's have a look at how they work. Your first vote is for the political party you support. This is called the party vote. The more votes a party gets, the more seats they will have in Parliament. If 40% of us vote for the Cherry Party, it will get around 40% of all the seats in Parliament. If 10% of us vote for the Peer Party, it will get about 10% of the seats. To get any seats in Parliament, a party must win at least 5% of the party vote, or win an electorate seat. That's where your second vote comes in. Your second vote is to choose a Member of Parliament to represent the area you live in. This is your electorate vote. The candidate who gets the most votes in your electorate will become your local MP. So, if the Banana Party wins 4% of the party vote, but no electorate seats, they have no members in Parliament. But if they win 4% of the party vote and also win an electorate seat,
then they are entitled to 4% of all the seats in Parliament.
Woo-hoo!
This 4% would be made up of their one electorate MP, with the rest being list MPs from their party list. Because MMP is a proportional system, there can be a range of big and small parties in Parliament. Every candidate who wins an electorate gets a seat in Parliament. The remaining seats are filled from party lists according to their share of the party vote. Under MMP, parties might not have a large enough share of the votes to govern alone. So, it's common to get support from other parties to form a government. The political party or group of parties with more than half the seats becomes the government. If you would like to find out more about New Zealand's political system and voting in Aotearoa, visit vote.nz.
Such a great video.
Yeah, I learnt a lot from that.
Just that 2 minutes was really good. Shall we go on to the next question then?
Yeah, we should. How do I know which party to vote for, Caleb?
Well, me personally, I took a test online where it took about 2 hours, I'm not going to lie.
Really?
Yeah.
Want to get it accurate.
Yeah, want to get it accurate. Mm-hmm. And it just came up with like what party I'm most aligned with, and it had all the parties and the percentage of what my questions aligned with them.
Oh, yeah. Is that Voting Compass?
Yeah, I think so.
That was like a 2 minute one for me. Mine must have not been accurate then.
Mine was like some in depth questions.
I was like, had to look up.
Like, I guess some things you would also like not even think about as
like,
well.
Like some of them you hear before about, like the infrastructure one.
Yeah.
I was like, what? I had to like search it up.
What's infrastructure?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know what that is. I do know what that is. I'm just. Okay. anything else there to say on that? Is it like too big of a question to answer?
What I would recommend to all kids is that not to have a bias with what your parents align with.
Oh, that's a good tip.
You know?
Sure, like, sure.
Just go with what your own beliefs are instead of pleasing your parents. It's because they won't know who you vote, you know?
Yeah, they're like, it's anonymous.
Like, you could tell them that you voted whatever, but, like, it's completely up to you at the end of the day. It's your decision, it's your opinion, and that's what it's all about, getting your opinion heard.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All right, that was pretty good. Do you want to extend on that after the break?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, awesome. This is Tips of Teens and Everything in Between, and we'll be right back after this song. This is Surfing on Mars by Mako Road. welcome back to Tips, Teens and Everything in Between. Hope you enjoyed that song. Back with Boaz again. Yo. And Caleb.
Yo.
We're still talking about voting in politics because it's important. You're going to elaborate on your question, on the answer for your question. Boaz, do you want to ask it again just in case so all people know what's up?
How do I know which party to vote for?
So you also want to keep in mind the left and right sided parties. So for the big parties, National is right-sided and Labour's left-sided. And there's also, like, Social Conservative and Social Progressive. But ACT is the most right party there is, and Green is the most economic left party that there is. And,
very nice.
And this is all on a graph, eh?
Yeah.
I feel like if you do vote in Compass, you'll know what we're talking about, because, like, it's got everything set up.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, if you want to look at it, just look up left and right sided parties, New Zealand. That's what I looked up.
He did his homework.
Go to images.
Homework done.
Yep.
Very good. Could you talk about maybe which ones are conservative and liberal? Conservative and liberal.
Liberal.
Yeah. So. Labour is liberal and National is conservative.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Awesome. Could you also put some emphasis on the importance of not listening to your parents, because I feel like that is really important.
Yeah.
Like, have you had, like, someone in your family who's like, you need to vote for Labour?
Yeah.
Have you?
I mean, we've got an uncle that's very, very one-sided with the party. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he came up to me. I couldn't vote this time, but he came up to me and was like, bro, you better be voting so-and-so. And I was like, okay.
Pressure's on.
In the next 3 years, let's go.
And he meets up with, other uncles and makes sure that they're also voting for the same party that he's voting.
What's the bit that they're just lying to him? Like, oh, yeah, I'll vote for that one. And then
You never know.
But that is something that you can do to get out of it. Just say yes. You don't need to make a big scene out of it. Just say, yep, I'm voting for that, Mum. And then move on with your day knowing that you're not voting that.
Very nice. That's good. That's good. Good way of thinking of it. What about with, like, friends? Like, what if you got friends who are like, yo, make sure you vote for this party, Caleb?
Well, personally, as a teenage boy, you can just say shut up, you know?
Yeah, fair enough.
And, and then move on with your day. What would you do?
Oh, I feel like, I don't know, I don't want to, like, misinterpret anything that the girls do. I'd say, like, girls probably be like, oh yeah, I'm definitely voting that. Yeah. And then they aren't, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh yeah, I'll definitely do that.
Yeah.
It's sorted. Oh my gosh, I totally agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just get it over with. Yeah. Same as the mum, same strategy.
Yeah. On top of the shut up, like, it's also good to say maybe why you're voting.
True.
You know? You know, give your reasoning, you know?
Yeah.
Give your viewpoints.
Keep people open-minded.
If they agree with you, they agree with you. If they don't, they don't, you know?
Yeah,
true.
But yeah, like, you have a right to keep who you voted for yourself. You also don't have to, you know, respond if you don't want to.
Do whatever you want.
If you want to exercise your right, then go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Very nice.
Sweet. Right. Should we move on to the next question?
I think we should. That was a really good answer.
All right. the next question, you guys don't have to answer. What are you voting for? If you could, hypothetically.
Okay. Who's going first? Tips and Knowledge. Just kidding.
Buzz, go. Why don't you start us off?
Should I start? Because I'm the 18-year-old.
This is radio.
Did he vote?
I didn't. Literally said that. So I was like, oh yeah, I went to vote.
So we're on a radio. We're on the radio right now talking to teens about why you should vote when you didn't even vote.
So guys, that's why I'm not the guest here. And I'm interviewing. anyways, it was the day before we were supposed to. And I was like, oh yeah, I need to vote. And I can't vote the day before because my parents went and did it without me. And I had work, so I couldn't do it. So,
it's kind of mean.
So I was like, oh yeah, I'll just do it online. And then set up Real Me, and they're like, okay, we just need to prove that you're a real person. This should take 2 to 3 business days. And I was like, 2 to 3. And I was just like, okay, I'll give up. I'm not going to do it. And then, like, 5 hours later, they sent me an email, which I didn't see until the next day, that's like, you can vote now. And I was like,
so you could have voted.
Well, here's the implication I had, though. So I did vote Compass, which was very helpful, except for the part where it says, like, who do you favour? Like, it gives you, like, the different people, and then you, like, rate them how much you like them. And I got Winston Peters, and I was like, oh, am I with his party? That's so random. And they was like, oh, Wow, I just knew right how much I like him. And so I went through it all basically, and it said national, and I was like, okay, I'll do that then, it's fine. Yep. And then I was like, oh, but ACT and the coalition, and I was like, oh, don't really want those guys coming in. And so, yeah. So I didn't vote though, so don't judge me, guys. Well, or judge me.
Yeah. I don't think no one's in this room's voted.
Yeah. Wow, that's so
If I could have voted.
Next
though.
3 years, we could do another interview and be like, who did you guys vote
just
for?
Like a quick little update.
That'd be so
an
good.
Update podcast. Or like.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, if I could have voted after doing my vote compass, whatever, I got Winston Peters.
Oh, okay.
And it's actually quite
New Zealand first.
Yeah,
yeah.
Quite a coincidence because he wrote me a birthday card last year, and he's writing me one this year as well.
That's
How
crazy.
Do you get a birthday card from Winston Peters?
So my dad works in the government, and he's like one below Winston Peters, and since Winston Peters just got in. Shout out to you, Winston Peters. I just get that birthday card.
Nice.
So I was already in love with him growing up, and then I didn't look over any of his stuff.
Just like I got a free card from him. Yeah. He's famous. Let's go.
Nice. He was just my favorite, you know, one because he wrote me a birthday card, and then like I didn't know any of his policies, but then I did the thing, and it said New Zealand first
that
was my thing.
Great coincidence.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Do you suggest that all politicians should be giving out birthday cards to people?
I 100% do. You know, if,
happy birthday, Caleb.
Yeah.
Very nice. All right. Boaz, how about you?
Well, I haven't done the voting compass thing, so I'm not actually quite sure.
You missed out. I did it in front of you, didn't I?
Yeah, wasn't I hoping?
Why don't you just do it now and then we'll come back?
Shoot, bro, 2 hours later.
2 hours later. He's like, right, it's so accurate. Okay, but, who would you have voted if?
Probably national.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. It's just, do you want to say why or no? We just say.
I've heard lots of great things, you know, and also, you know, Labour was in last and they kind of did a mediocre job.
A lot
so
of people
like,
are feeling that way about Labour.
And then, what, Jacinda quit because, you know.
Yeah. Whatever reason.
Kind of thing. Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
All right. We'll go on to the next question then.
Yeah. All right. How do I make sure that I'm being represented by the party I vote for?
Ooh. Any answers?
I don't really.
Okay. Got some answers?
I'll mention real quick that sometimes, like, if you see a person and you're like, oh my gosh, they have the same characteristic to me, it doesn't always mean that they're going to represent that part about you. Like, if I was like, oh my gosh, yes, Jacinda, go the woman, you know, like, then I'd be like, yes, I'd be like cheering on, but she might not be all for that. Like, she'd be like, oh, actually, I'm not really going to help you guys out with equal pay rides or whatever, you know? So just think of that. That sometimes they might have the same characteristic.
But I'm pretty sure you can always talk with your local MP as well.
Yeah,
like,
true.
Like you can always I think you can literally
just like send them an email.
Yeah,
just
be like, send them an email or like meet up with them. I'm sure they'll be open to if you had like questions and stuff. I'm sure they would write back. You know,
They're
like
if it's a responsible question.
Yeah, if it's
not something responsible. Like,
can we have a holiday on crate day?
That's a really great argument. Yeah,
type thing. I think also an important thing is to know that everyone's in kind of like different situations with their life.
Yeah,
and
true.
Different parties can benefit different people just based off like what job they have, just what kind of circumstances they are in, you know?
Yeah. True, so
that type of thing.
Yeah. Anything else we wanted to add on?
No.
I was going to say like with National, like they were saying that they would like do something for the working class with like pay tax or something and like decreasing it or something. And then everyone's like, oh, yo. And they knew that there was a secret that they were hiding, which was that it would only go to like 3,000 people.
3,000?
Yeah. Which is like smaller number. I don't know if that's accurate. It might be like 30,000, but still that's like... You know, you gotta be careful of that because politics, they do hide the truth sometimes.
Yeah, well,
they want you to hear
any of the
like,
promises. Just don't believe them. I remember Labour last time. Mm. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
It was like,
we're
gonna build 100,000 homes, and they only built like 1,000.
Yeah.
Like, that was bro.
It's
that's
so
100.
Because I've got like 5 right outside my house. But yeah, they do that, don't they? Yeah. They're a bit sneaky. So fact checking.
Yeah.
Making sure you're doing your own research type thing.
Yeah. Don't believe everything you see on TV.
They're reliable sources, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And don't believe the grannies and grandpas who are like...
message you like all that random as obviously fake information.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
Yeah.
Not everything on Facebook is true.
It's just like your dad, you know, sending that message the other day. Like,
oh, yeah,
you
yeah.
need to send this to everyone immediately.
Oh my gosh, I've got the same message from my nana who's like, you guys need to make sure you all sign this in the family group chat. They do that a lot, don't they? Anything they see.
Yeah.
What did your dad send? I'm curious now.
It was a petition for the Israel Hamas thing.
Oh my gosh, that's the same thing. Yeah. Fact checking, guys.
Yeah.
Next question then.
The next question is why you should do your own research.
Oh yeah, that's such a great segue. Yeah. Caleb, go ahead.
I think, you know, you should do your own research because then, you know, you believe, well, you're getting to your full faith. What you are seeing is correct if you do it yourself.
Mm.
And, you know, to always make sure to, you know, scroll through the website, you know, check about us page if you're unfamiliar with it, you know. But like, you really do want to believe the mainstream news companies, not the really random ones.
Yeah.
And, not really poorly designed sites as well.
Yeah.
If you click on it and it takes 30 seconds to load, you're probably getting scammed.
Unless you've got crappy Wi-Fi, and that's just normal.
They're trying to get your credit card info.
They're hacking into you right now. Check your phone.
Yeah. I was going to say as well that you should make sure that the sites aren't rabbit hole sites. Like, when you're doing a search and you're like, oh my gosh, and then you get all the things that are to do with that, and then you're like, wow, this is just affirming my point.
And don't believe the first website that you click on as well. Like, if you're looking up a big question, compare, like, three websites to each other. We did this in school a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys did as well.
Yeah, we did too.
But yeah, it's really, really good for the big questions that you're looking up. Mm. You know, compare them.
Google's a bit sneaky like that, though, eh? They just, like, give you all the ones that you want, not the ones that you need.
Yeah, exactly. But the ones that you... Because they know you pretty well. They know what you want to hear.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's, like, at some point, be open-minded. Yeah. Like, don't get in an argument with someone that's going to be like, well, Labour's the best because of all these reasons. Yeah. But it's like,
if none of you
Labour,
guys are going to change
Labour
your mind.
Labour can be good, you know, but, like, exactly.
Different parties are better for different people.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone's different. Everyone deserves their own opinion.
Mm. Yeah. And they're not all perfect either. Because some people will be like, this is an amazing party. And then it's like, well
every party does something bad.
Yeah, exactly. Every party sounds like that. Yeah. Any other questions left?
No, that's it.
Oh, no, wow.
That's perfect timing because we're like right on time with our episode.
Sweet.
So we're going to end the episode here. Did you have anything you wanted to say, Caleb?
Oh, no, but it was nice talking with you guys. Thank you for inviting me.
Thanks so much for being on the show.
That's no problem.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
Anytime.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll have you on in the future. Who knows? 3 years later.
Maybe.
Sweet. Talk about this again when we're voted.
Yeah. All right. This was Tips, Teens, and Everything in Between. My name is Jovi.
And Boaz.
And I'm Caleb.
We've been joined by Caleb. Thanks.
Okay.
And we'll see you guys in the next episode. See ya.
Later, bye.
You're supposed to say bye.
Bye-bye.
4 episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.